had another dream about you, Daddy. This time I was ready for you, and I'd slept naked just in case you wanted to come in and watch your baby sleeping. My body belongs to you now, Daddy, so I didn't think it would be right to hide my cunt or my little titties from you. I was woken up by something stroking my face, and I was so happy when I opened my eyes and saw that it was my daddy's lovely, thick cock, already hard for me. When you saw that I was awake, you asked if I remembered where good little girls belong, and I immediately rolled off the bed and knelt down in front of you, keeping my knees spread wide, being careful not to hide my cunt from you. You smiled down at me, and you stroked my hair, and you told me what a good little girl I was. You told me I could kiss your cock, so I leaned forward and pressed my lips against your beautiful, swollen cock head, and I kissed it softly with all of the adoration that only a little girl can feel for her daddy. I parted my lips and started to take the head of your cock in my mouth, but you pulled it out, and you told me you hadn't given me permission to take your cock in my mouth. And I told you I was so sorry, Daddy. It's just, I love your cock so much, I just couldn't help myself. You said that you understood, but it was still no excuse. So you told me to go and bend over my desk and spread my legs wide so that you could see my cock-hungry little cunt dripping for you. And you laughed at the way that my cunt really did drip all the way to the hardwood floor. And you told me I would have to clean it up later. You stood behind me, and you started to rub my ass cheeks gently. You told me you were going to have to spank me just like you used to when I was naughty. And just like then, you wanted me to count. Only this time, you wanted me to thank you for each one, because now I was old enough to know that it was for my own good. I told you I felt so lucky to have a daddy who wants me to be the best little girl I can be. You gave my ass a gentle squeeze before raising your hand in the air. One, thank you, Daddy. Two, thank you, Daddy. Three, thank you, Daddy. Four, thank you, Daddy. Five, thank you, Daddy. You brought your hand back to my ass, gently this time, and rubbed my sore cheeks, telling me you knew that I was really a good girl, and just because I make mistakes sometimes doesn't stop you from loving me. You slowly brought your hand lower, brushing your fingertips against my swollen, wet pussy lips. And you let one finger slide between them, feeling how wet I was for you. After a while, I felt the head of your cock replace your finger, and I smiled to myself as my daddy's cock slid up and down my wet slit, gently pressing against my cunt, then sliding forwards to brush my swollen clit, and back again. It was amazing having my daddy's cock right there at my cunt. But I wanted you inside me, Daddy. And I begged you, please fuck me, Daddy. I need your cock so bad. Please, Daddy, fuck your little girl. Oh, Daddy, your little girl needs her daddy's cock so bad. You held the head of your cock at my cunt, but you didn't move, just torturing me. when you told me that you liked that your little girl had never been fucked, and you weren't sure if you were ready to change it yet. I almost cried as I begged you again, Daddy. Oh, please, Daddy. Please, I need you. I need you inside me, Daddy. Please. Please, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy. You told me that maybe we could come up with a compromise. And as I tried to think what you could mean, you began to use your cock to take the juice from my cunt and slide it up towards my asshole. When you thought that my asshole was wet enough, you started to grind the head of your cock against my puckered little hole. You felt my body begin to tense, and you reminded me that I had begged to have you inside me. And of course I agreed that I needed my daddy inside me. So I relaxed, and I told you to bury your cock in your little girl's ass. Also, you pushed harder, and your cock was so slick with my cunt juice that it didn't take long before I felt my ass begin to open for you. Oh, you pulled back and then pushed in again, going a little deeper. You kept doing it. Each time, my asshole opened a little more, welcoming your thick daddy cock inside. Finally, your small cockhead popped completely inside me, and my tight little sphincter held it there, not wanting to let my daddy's cock go. You asked me how it felt to be bent over like a whore with my daddy's cock in my ass. Oh, and I told you I loved it. I love being filled with my daddy's cock. I love being such a dirty, good little whore for you, Daddy. And I want you to fill me more. I want you to fuck my filthy ass and make your cock feel good. I need you to come inside me and plant your seed deep inside your baby girl's ass. Oh, you needed it too, Daddy. And you grabbed my hips so tight that it hurt. Oh, and you pushed as hard as you could, groaning as your cock disappeared inside me. Oh, and it hurt, Daddy. Oh, but it felt so right to have my tight little girl asshole stretched by my daddy's cock. And when I felt your balls press against my pussy, and I knew that your cock was completely buried in my ass, I almost cried, it was so heavy. And then you started to fuck me, moving faster each time. Oh, it started to feel so good, Daddy. And you reached down to play with my clit. Oh, and I thought I would go crazy. It felt so good. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. Oh, fuck your little girl's ass. Oh, bury your cock in my filthy little asshole, Daddy. Fill me with your cum. Oh, Daddy. Feed my ass with your sperm, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, yes. Oh, oh. You slipped your cock out of me, and I could feel your sperm dripping out of my widened hole, mixing with my juice on the floor. He told me to kneel like a good girl. could barely move. I was trembling so much. But I did it for you, Daddy. You told me to clean Daddy's cock. And I looked up at you, completely adoringly. And I gently licked you clean. And you told me to clean the floor. And you bent down to lovingly stroke my hair as I leapt up our fluids from the floor, enjoying the delicious combination of the most amazing daddy in the whole world and his good little girl.